All is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Dalet, and we started yesterday the sixth parak of the Masechta. We were supposed to go weiter in the sixth parak. Now today is again one of those kind of graphic dapim. The introduction we always give is when we have these types of dapim. So there's no reason to be embarrassed. You know, the Torah encompasses all walks of life, all aspects of life, and when we talk about these types of things, so you know, it's only our own insensitivities and insecurities, but really everything is Torah. He tzricha ani lomed, that we have to all learn all aspects of the Torah and all elements of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us. Okay, with that quick introduction, right again, we said that the Mishnah yesterday had mentioned that, as again the halacha we've been mentioning throughout the Masechta, but here's the actual makor. Is that bia for yibum can happen in any, almost any type of fashion, right? There's no requirement for intent. It could be, as the Mishnah said, mezid, shogeg, ones, rotzon, right? Any scenario, more or less, as we'll see in a second, is going to work for the mitzvah of yibum. So we're four lines up over here. We're four lines up. Ones to masnisin hechidam. The Gemara wants to know, right, what is ones? What is this type of, not really, ones is usually mistranslated as an accident. It really means some sort of force involved. Someone was forced. What is the case where you were forced to do this action, to sleep with your yevamah? So the Gemara says, "Ile meshen suav v'kochav mubala." If you're telling me that you were forced by goyim, v'amar Rava ein onis la'erva, the fisha ein kishayel la'das. And Rava says that's not considered forced or against or by accident or against your will, because a person cannot become or, you know, have become aroused against his will. Right? There has to be some sort of intention to become aroused. That's not called against your will. That's not called being forced. Now Tosis over here has a couple of days here. What it means when we say goyim forced him, right? We all immediately think of, right, the big three. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, create this act. Tosis says over here, Dafka, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where the goyim physically put the yavam and the yavama together. Okay, right, that's an interesting discussion. If you want to check out Tosos, that's Dibur Maskul Shansu. Okay, either way, so that can't be the case where goyim forced, says the Gemara. Elabi Yashin. Must be the case, not Yashan, but is old, right? It means be Yashin, he was sleeping. And he was sleeping, and that was it wasn't against his will. It just happened, you know, without his intention. The problem with that is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora says, Yashin ain't gonna be vimto. That doesn't work, right? If you're sleeping, there needs to be some sort of das, some sort of intention to have a maizabiyah. As Gemara says, Ella rather bin nitka, where it happened to be, where it just happened that they happened to touch together. Rashi says, fascinating case. Again, a little bit far-fetched, but again, the Gemara very often will give you the most far-fetched possibility, not because it's possible or even likely to happen, it must be possible, but not because it's likely to happen, but because to show you the extent of the law, right? Once you know the farthest flung case that's possible, right, then you can understand the background, right, and the underlying logic behind halacha. So the case is benitka, says Rashi, second line, and Rashi kishin niskasha liishto. He was aroused for his own wife, right? He wasn't aroused for her, for the yavama, because then as we just said before, that would be with intention. That would not be ones. But then what happened? V'nafal minagag, he fell off the roof. V'nitka biyavimto, and somehow he ended up touching his yavama, have some sort of insertion, as we'll see in a second. Right, you don't need the gemarbia, you need just to send the Mishnah yesterday, just ha'ara. Okay, but anyway, some far-fetched case. Again, you don't have to imagine him falling from an 86th floor of the apartment building, right? Could be he just fell off the roof and onto merpeset or some sort of like short porch, I assume. As we'll see in a second, maybe she got hurt, you have to pay for something, but whatever, long story short, that's the case. So the problem with that case, the Gemara says, is no, that doesn't work, because I'm a rabba. Rabba says that nafam in agag v'nitka, if that actually happened, so chayav arba dvarim, you have to pay her four things, as we'll see in a second, and normally a person damages someone else, you chayav for five things, we'll see which one is not included, okay, we'll talk about that in a minute, but v'yivimto lo kana, but it doesn't work, because it doesn't work for yibum. So ella, rather, no, the case must be, gigoshin is kavin l'ishto v'tukfoso yivimto ubala. The case must be where the guy, again, he was aroused for his own wife, but then, again, kind of crazy, but yeah, then the Yavama grabbed him, right, and then kind of organized it, and that there would be some sort of bia with her. Again, it's not that we don't need Gemar bia here. Again, it's important. You just need a Tchilas bia, and so that you could see how that could work in that case. The Gemara says, okay, but the problem with that is, is the shnei anusim debei Rabbi Chiya hechidami. Right, when Rabbi Chiya, right, debei Rabbi Chiya, right, we quote not in our Mishnah, but on our Beis, right, from the Gemara, right, what's that case then? Right, where they're both forced, right? You gave me a good case where she forced him. So that's, what's that a case where they're both forced? Kigonshin is commonly ishto. The case that would be when he had an intention to be aroused for his wife. And then the goyim grabbed him and then pushed them together. Right, that would be the case where both of them were forced against their will. Okay, good. Okay. So the Gemara says not immediately. So what's going on over here? Where do we get all this from? This seems to go against everything we know, right? The Torah is obviously not okay with rape or anything. You know, God forbid, something via shalom midas, right? These usually these mitzvot require das, right? In general, mitzvot shus close kavana. That's already discussed in the raid and this stuff as well. But how in the world, right, where do you get this from? Right, it must be Xeris Akosif, it must come from a pasuk to tell me that a bia that is like, you're not intentioning, that's not English, you don't have no intention to perform the mitzvah, yet somehow, right, this is going to work for the kinyan of Yivam. So how do you know? So it must be from a pasuk, and sure enough, that's what the Gemara gives us. The Tanur Rabbanan with Andrei Baisa, Yavama Yavo Aleha, so mitzvah, that's the mitzvah, meaning that it's better to do yibum than chalitza. Davar acher, another thing you learn from here, yivam yivam alah, bim b'meizit, bim b'shogig, did I just flip that? That's weird. Bim b'shogig, bim b'meizit, bim b'ones, bim b'ratzon. Okay, so you see that teaches us, it can happen in any which way. I've afflicted the mitzvah, didn't you just tell me that pasuk teaches me that it's better to do yibum as opposed to chalitza? So therefore, the mitzvah, the Gemara just kind of flips it around and changes it a little bit. The mitzvah, so we learn that to learn from a mitzvah, right? It's weird when you have the two words back to back, right? Im lo yach po tzayish nafka. That we learn, right? Again, we saw that before in the Gemara, right? Before the Masechta. That pasuk says if a guy doesn't want to do yibum, then he does chalitza, implying that the lechachila is yibum. So hachafitz yabam, if he wants to, he should do yibum. The asakra, then the pasuk says, right? Bishog bim mezi bim bonus bim berasun. I heard explained by, I think it was Rabbi Rosner when I was listening to one of his Dafyom Shirim, that the yivam yavo aleha, usually it says, to talk about bia in the Chumash, usually it says el. Not al, but el, meaning the person of Vayavo Eleha, or Vayavo El Yuda Tamar, Vayavo Eleha, he came to her, and Yavam, and whenever you have that type of description, it's usually a man coming to a woman, that seems to imply, right, consent on both cases. But Yavo Aleha, coming on her, that seems to imply that it could even be Baal Korcha. Okay, fine. Tani Yedach, another Baisa says, Yavam Yavo Aleha, that's kedarka. Lukacha shalokedarka. That any type of bia, even kedarka shalokedarka. Again, not to try to talk in clean language, even when we're not talking about things that are a little bit racy or whatever. So again, kedarka is normal bia, and shalokedarka is from behind. That either one of those types of bias is going to work. Bia beim, and the pasuk says bia beim, you should do bia gomeres ba, vein kesev shtar gomrim ba. That it's only bia, not through money or shtar. Like those are the other options normally when you marry a woman, but it's only bia here. Bia v'yibma ba korcha. It says it can be against her will. Okay, I know I said the aleha is against her will, but really what I meant was that yavamo yavo aleha, right, implies that bim b'mezim bim b'rasim bim shogeg bim okay, etc. All those possibilities. Vayter davar acher, another thing that we learn, yavamo yavo aleha bim shogeg bim b'mezim. Okay, that's again that we just said. If ha afiti le kedarka, I then you use that pasuk to teach me that bia in a normal way, right, we'll do yibum. So Gemara says no, ahu mi lakim. Achiv shem nafka. Right, that teaches me from the fact the whole point of Yibum, right, the Pasuk says, is that you should be able to have a kid and then name that kid after your son, after your brother. Right, obviously, b'makom shem makim shem. Obviously, you have to have a bia that can have a child. Like yasakra, baby shogim amazing, bim b'onis, bim b'rotzon. Right, so therefore, the other Pasuk is available to teach me that you can have it in any which way. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoshin lo kana yevimto, be yevimto, right? If you're sleeping, that doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? So Rashi and Tosfos formulated slightly differently. Right? If you look at Rashi at the top of the Amud, the Yoshin lav bar das, right? A person sleeping is not someone who has das. Right? Now it's a little bit weird though. Right, Tosas is already on the point, on the ball. If you look at Tosas Dibur Maskul Yashin, he says that it quotes Rashi, right, and that says, what do you mean? Katan is Lav Bardas, but we said that a Katan can do Yibum. So he says this phrase a little differently, right? Really, he has to have a Kavana for a Bia. Yeah, Bia has to be able to have Kavana, intention for some Maisa Bia, and obviously when you're sleeping, you don't have that type of Kavana. But okay, well, again, that's what we said before. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're sleeping, it doesn't work. Because the Pasuk says, Yavah mo yavah ala, ad de mechavin la l'shem bia. You have to have kavana, right, to have a bia. Right, v'atanya ben er ben yashen. Right, I didn't the Pasuk say whether you're awake or asleep. So the Gemara says, no, ema ben era ben yashena. Right, maybe that's referring to her. But the guy does have to have a kavana for a ma'isa bia. So the Gemara says, I, v'atanya, we have a better brisa, that's even more clear. Ben er hu, ben yashen hu, ben era he, ben yashen b'shena he. Right, regardless of whether it's him or her. Right, both of them, they can all be sleeping. So Gemara says, "How come mine is skina b'misnav name?" Now the case is when you're kind of like, literally, it's translated as dozing. Right, you're kind of sleeping but not sleeping. That's what the Gemara says. Right, the Gemara has this definition a bunch of places by Kriyas Megillah, other places. I'm Rav Ashi. What a hechidam b'misnav name? What's misnav name? So I'm Rav Ashi. Nim lo nim, tir v'lo tir. Right, he's awake. He's not awake. He's sleeping. He's not sleeping. Like you go to karula v'ani. People call to him, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm up." Right, kind of like every Shabbos afternoon when my wife asks if I'm awake. Yeah, sure, I'm coming. Anyway, he is not able to give any sort of svara, talking logic or whatever, but he would remember, if they would remind him, so he would remember something, right? If they have some sort of conversation, he'd remember afterwards, or remember something that he had before. Fine, Gufa. Let's go back to what we just said. Right, again, we mentioned this. If a person falls off a roof, somehow ends up forming a ma'isabia with his yivama. So if he hurts her, right, if it's a fall, right, if he damages her, if he injures her, so then chayv arba dvarim is chayv four things. Uvi avimto lo kana, and the yibum doesn't work. What are the four things? So benezek tzar, sheves, and ripui, but not boshes. Right, you're chayev for, it's nezek is damages, right, tzar, any pain you cause her, sheves, the fact that she can't work for whatever reason, and ripui is anything, any hospital bills, any medical fees that may incur. Avaboshes, lo mechayev damarimara, in chayev avaboshes ashi's kaveh, but boshes, but embarrassment, right, that's only if you intended to do the maisa, but not if it was an accident. Amar Rava, Rava says, niskaveh la'atiach makosel, v'atiach b'yavimto, lo karna. Person, for whatever reason, the Yavam tried to arouse himself against the wall, but ended up somehow, some strange case, having a Maisabia with his Yavama. Lo Karna, that doesn't work. Right? But, Latiach Behema, Latiach Behema, Karna, right. And if he tried to do it with an animal, then he ended up doing it with his Yavama, Karna, that works. What's the difference? Again, as we've been saying before, that miskaving l'shem bia ba'olam, right, he had kavana for a ma'isa bia, and that's what we're requiring here, right, even if Rahman al-Tzlan, it was a ma'isa bia with an animal, right, that's, and he ended up doing it with his yivama, that would be okay. Okay, Echad Amare, we said, regardless of whether it's a tchilas bia, a beginning of the bia, or a completion of the bia, right, that is fine. So Amar Ula, minein lahara mina Torah. How do you know that this is when we say a definition of bia, that even the beginning of bia, and obviously that this has to be defined, but let's just say some sort of insertion, right, how do you know that is the iser? When we talk about arayos and forbidden relationships and all that type of stuff, everything, right, all of that, right, even the beginning of bia, that is going to be usher. So the Gemara is basically to the end of the daf here. Maybe another topic at the end, but I'm not sure if we'll get to it. Either way, for most of the rest of the daf, that's what we're going to talk about right now. So how do you know that that's true? Shanamar's Puzzle says, and that's the last word there. That's the important one, right? He has mekora, her source, hera, he has uncovered. So that's mikan lahara minatoras, right? Even that beginning of bia, right? That's is going to be us. Again, that's by nida, right? That's where we get it from. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, great, we have it by nida, but what about all other places? So that's where we're going to spend, right? Mostly the rest of the daf is more or less drushes from here on out. Ashkecha nida, so okay, that pasuk is by a nida. So shar arayos minayin. How do you know about the other arayos? Just as a side point, it's a big debate whether nida is considered to be one of the arayos. But here the Gemara seems to imply, right, that it is, because it says all the other arayos, right? How do you know? Okay, fine, either way. Well, nida is different, because meaning, and why can't you just straight learn it from nida? Because nida is different than all the other arayos, because she's going to be metamehim, right? That's halacha. Anybody who sleeps with a nida is tameh like her, right, for 7 days. So the Gemara says, Ella asya me'eshes ach. So you can get it from eshes ach. Right, the chtiv, the pasuk says, "V'isha shayi kach es isha achiv es isha achiv nidahi." Right, a person sleeps with his brother's wife, and she's a nida. The Gemara says, "What does that have to do with anything?" Right, v'chi isha achiv lolam nidahi. Well, she's always a nida. What is that doing here? Ella kinida. No, it's like a nida. Ma nida behara. Right, af isha ach behara. So it's all right, again, yeah, the same definition of bia, right, borrowed from nida. Umala isha ach shekin miyado l'rabos. Right, but that's still a little different, right? But Eishes, meaning if you learn from there to everywhere else, right? Eishes ach ken yado biyado la rabos the boy mekadesh ve'ozil ki alpha, meaning a person. What does that mean? Hold on 1 second. Meaning right? So that person, meaning that is not a blood. Mostly arayos, or let's say, you know, brother and sister, or mother and son, or whatever it is. It's a blood relation. Eishes ach, right, is a marriage to your brother, meaning that. So what? How do you read that into the words? 1 second, sorry. Ah, okay. So it's written a little bit strangely. Meaning, I thought it was. I got confused by the language. It's not that the guy in question, who's sleeping with his brother's wife, can be usher himself to other people. It's that the brother can marry, let's say, 1,000 wives and make them all usher to him. Meaning that to the guy committing the avera. Meaning that the isser is only as much as your brother marrying, you know, one wife, two wives, 10 wives, whatever. It's only the isser is only through your brother's marriage, as opposed to a relationship that is through family, through blood, through normal other arayos. So how do you know that you can learn that the definition of bia is from nida and from your brother's wife, right? That doesn't necessarily tell you anything about, let's say, with mother, sister, etc. So Ella also me'achos av ve'achos ein. The Gemara says it must be from that pasuk, from your father's sister and your mother's sister. The Ktiv pasuk says Ravasa chosim machav ve'achos avicha lo segalei ki she'ero ha'era. There you go. You have the word ha'era by that case as well. Good. So the Gemara says it. Well, ikal mifrach. That case is a little bit weird, different also, because the mala'achos av ve'achos ein shekin isra ba me'elav. That also, that comes about by itself, right? You're born with that iser, right? Again, that's just, you know, your father's sister, mother's sister, right? That's that doesn't teach you anything about any arayos that come about through marriage. So Gemara says, okay, so meaning all, and therefore each one of these have a difference about them that you can't use them uniquely to teach me about all other areas of arayos. So the Gemara says, fine. So mechad lo asya tesi mitarti, right? When you learn from two of them. So Gemara says, you can't really learn from two of them either, because mehe tesi, which two? Right, tesi meishe zach vechos av vechos e, maybe you should learn it from your brother's wife and your aunt, your mother's sister, father's sister. Problem is, malahalach shekin isir mishum she'er, those are relatives. Right, the isir of eishe zach, of eishizish, let's say someone else's wife, that's not related to you, how would you know that the definition of bia is hara? And if you learn from nida and your aunt, so that's no good either, because ma'ala hanach shekin isra ba me'ilav, that also happens by itself. I mean, you don't need a maisa, you don't need a marriage, right? That happens by itself. Right? A woman has a flow, or you know, when you're born, right? Those are your relatives, they're also to you. Ela tesi min nida ve'shesach, but if you learn from nida and your brother's wife, right? The may parakta, and the Gemara says, you know what? That's actually great, because there's nothing to get rid of that, right? You get learn it from nida and from eshesach together, right? And that will learn to all other areas, because that you cover all your grounds, because that nida comes by itself, and eshesach is a relationship through marriage. Okay. Good. Fine. Masgul Ravacha Brei the Ravika. Now Ravacha Brei the Ravika said, "Hold on. Malanid the Meshizach Shekin Ein Lahem Heter Bechaye Osra." So 1 second. But that those are never mutter, right? Meaning that not really never mutter, but they don't have a heter Bechaye Osra. Meaning that they're not become mutter while the thing that made them usher still exists. Right? Meaning, let's say, by Anida, when she has a flow, she is Tame. Right? When you have Eshesach, while you have your brother's wife, right? Whenever your husband, her husband, your brother is alive, or even afterwards, right? Again, obviously, if your brother dies, then you can take her through Yibum, but as long as he is alive, right? Or, you know, or there's no heter for Yibum, right? That still exists. I mean, that's there's no heter over there. Torah beishes ish shekein yesh laheter bechay osra, but eishes ish, good. If her husband divorces her, right, that would be mutter, even though her husband, her ex-husband, is still alive. So Rav Acha just changes the question, meaning that's a good kasha, but he changes the question a little bit. Oh, do need the beishes ach bechay osra, and who the inline heter have alacha mekan yesh laheter? No, what do you mean? It's not true that after that, meaning while the thing that ushers them is still there, and then afterwards it is mutter. What about nida? Right, nida biyomei talia milsa. Right, there are scenarios right where nida and eshesach right are impacted by other things. Meaning that's not the only thing that ushers them. Meaning nida is ushered because of, and then it depends on, you know, how many days after. You know, she's become tummy, she can go to the mikvah, right? In terms of the eshesach, it depends on how many kids she has. Yes, theoretically, you could be with her, but if she has children, then you can't. So, alaparachachi, meaning just change the wording of the kasha a little bit differently. Malanida veshesach shekein inis, you're in matiron, right? Just like, meaning, nida and eshesach are different than eshesish, right? That where the things that makes them usher can't make it mutter. Right, meaning that the blood and the fact that your brother is married to her, that doesn't make them mutter. But by Eshazish, Esh Osra Matira, by walking with the thing that answers you to her, right, the fact that she's married to this guy, he can make her mutter to you by divorcing her. So, I mean, blood obviously can't do that to Nida, right? Your brother's wife can't do anything to make her mutter to you except for dying, and it's not something he can do on his own. Ella Amar Rabbi Yonah v'Tamar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. So rather, we get to what's called the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, which we'll reference in a second. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ki kol asher yasem yikol toivus ha'ilu v'nechesu ha'nefeshos ha'azos mekerev amam, hok shu kol ha'rayas kulo l'nida. We have a pasuk that connects kol ha'toivus ha'ilu, right? That's at the end of this week's parsha, last week's parsha. That we have all of the arayos are connected to nida, manida b'ha'aras, afkol b'ha'ara. Right, that's, we have a special drasha that teaches me that the Torah defines bia by nida, and then it says that all the arayos are together, are similar. Therefore, we learn that all of them right have the same definition of bia across the board. Okay, that's great. But now you have a couple of extra psukim, right, which we used before. Right, we buy Eshesach and your Achos and Achos Aim and Achos Av. Right, we had a couple of places, right? We tried to learn two from two, which two, right? If you remember, right? So Ella needed the Ksiva Gabe Eshesach Lamali. So therefore, why do you need the Pazik? Right? We said, don't sleep with your brother's wife. She's a Nida. Not always. So the Gemara said, oh, it's for our Joshua, but now we don't need that Joshua. So what do you do that for? What do you use that for? Gemara says, "Gulith kider avuna damar avuna remes the yivama netatari minayin." Right, Avuna is going to say that where do you have a hint to the concept of yivama? The Gemara says, "What do you mean minayin? Kiyaksev yivama yivol leah." What do you mean? You don't need a hint about the halachos of yivama of yibum. Torah says it straight out. The halachos of yibum. It's Ella. No, remes the yivama sheasura bechay baila minayin. How do you know that a yivama is aser while her husband is still alive? Meaning, you can't marry your husband's wife when he's alive, right? Or even if they get divorced, right? So Gemara says, "I swear to he." Well, it's a logic. It's logic. It makes sense because midu amar achmana lachamis is baila sharia, right? Miklal debechay baila asura. Well, if the Torah has to tell you that it's mutter for you to marry your brother's wife when he dies, the implication is that while he's still alive, it's asur. So Gemara says, "No, demal achmanis is baila mitzvah bechay baila rishus." Well, no, maybe after he dies, it's a mitzvah, but beforehand, you're allowed to. So inami or lachamisa baila in bechayi baila lo v'lava b'lo machlala say. And maybe you wouldn't know that it's Eser Karis, And so therefore, the pasuk has to teach me, right? Rav Huna has to teach me, right, from that pasuk of Nidahi, and that teaches me that your brother's wife is an Isser Kares, just like a Nida. Sorry, the Gemara Makra, the pasuk says, right? V'isha Sheikachas, Isha, Ish is Ish Nidahi, and V'chisha Ish is Ish Nidahi, Kiela Kenida. Really, rather, no, she's like a Nida. And Ma Nida, Afal Pisha, Ish Laheter, Achat. Isha Yish Laheter, Lachamikan. B'shas Yisurah ben Kares, af eishazach nami, af alpi, she eish laheter la'achar mikan, right, b'chaylei b'ayla, b'kares, right, just, again, just like Anida, while she's Anida, it's Nisr Kares, but after she's Anida, it's mother, so too, when your brother is alive, so then it's Nisr Kares, but when he dies, then it is mutter, but when he's alive, it is Nisr Kares. Okay, so that's one. That's check step one. But what about Ela Ha'ara d'ksiv gabe achos av achos em lamali? So what do you need the Ha'ara that's the, you have by your aunt? The k'dibay minei Ravina Marava. So that's a need for the Shaila when Ravina asked Rava the following. Ha'ara b'zachar mahu. You need it for Mishkav Zachar, for homosexuality. How do you know that Ha'ara, the definition of bia by a male, right, is also just with Ha'ara? Really, he asked him, really the shadow was, just to be clear, but to be more precise, what's the halacha? I mean, if you just have, if someone, Rahman al-Islam, just has ha'ara, tchilas bia, with a male, so what is the din? I mean, is that considered bia or not? So Ravina said, b'zachar, mishkevei ishaksiva, what do you mean? That wasn't the shayla that Ravina asked. Pasuk says, person sleeps with a guy, Rahman al-Islam, mishkevei isha, right? Same way he sleeps with a woman. Right, but, so why would it be a shayla? So Ella, no, ha'ara b'behimah ma'ala. Really, the shayla was with an animal, rachman al-Islam. So Amar Lai, he said to him, im ino ino la'ara l'ksiv v'kabe achos e'a v'achos e'en, right, so therefore, da'asi v'heke shemei d'rabi yona, right, t'neu ino la'ara d'behimah. Right, because we use, now I'm blanking on what it's called, the main inyan, right? If you don't need to teach me that ha'ara is the definition of bia by an ant, by one of the arayos, so you can use that for another realm of halacha, and so too, right over here, when a person has bia with a behema, rachman al islam, so ha'ara is also going to be the definition of bia. So Gemara says, well, michti, one second, hold on, let's see. Behema chayv misses based on me, right? Sleep in bestiality, that's not chayv kares, that's chayv misses based on me. So my time exiv ha'ara didelgav misses chayv krisos. And now you're teaching me, right, the definition of bia that you're teaching me now by chayv krisus. Now you tell me that pasuk is extra, so you can teach it to me by a case of chayv misses beis din. Well, lichtov gabe misses beis din, but they lift misses beis din with misses beis din. Well, why don't you use a pasuk by a case that's an isser misses beis din? So Gemara says, well, I did the kuli krali the drasha, asi ksiv bei nami hung also the drasha, because that whole entire pasuk, which we're going to go through in a second, that whole pasuk is a drasha. So therefore, right, we tacked it on at the end. Another drasha to teach me that bia by an animal, right, is also ha'ara. The Gemara says, my drasha, what are we darshaning out from this whole pasuk? So Gemara goes through it. Just last week's parsha. Ervasachos avicha lusigale, bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. The pasuk says, you can't sleep with your aunt. It literally says your father's sister. That's whether it's your father's sister or your mother's sister. Now, how do you know? That is, interestingly enough, again, I don't know if you noticed, but this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha, Torah writes the Arayos twice. Once in Achremos and once in Kedoshim. Now, normally, that is once to teach me that it's Usser, and one to teach us what the punishment is. That's Nisr Karis. The one exception is by your aunt. The Torah does not mention and this week's parsha, the punishment, just says it's usur. So the Torah learns, as we'll see in a second, the Gemara learns, that when it says your father, sister, right, twice, right, it means, right, your father's sister and your mother's sister are both usur. So that's, again, that's what that pasuk teaches me. How do you know it's referring to father and mother? Maybe it's only your father's sister. So Gemara says, well, dinu, because it's logical. I mean, you might have thought that it's only your father's sister. Because you're also to sleep with your aunt and also your sister. And it makes sense that it should be both, because just like you're not allowed to sleep with your sister, whether it's your half-sister from your father or your mother, right, so too, right, whether it's your father or mother's sister, right, your aunt on either side, right, should be Aser. Oh, kilchel derech zeh. Or maybe the following logic makes sense. That chiyav kan v'chiyav bedod daso. Right? Maybe the Torah says that here it's aser to be with her, and it's also aser to be with your dodaso. Dodaso is not doda in Hebrew, is an aunt, but here it's referenced to specifically is your father's brother's wife, not your father's sister, but your father's sister-in-law. Right? So, and that's only from the father, not from the mother. Right? That's what we had earlier in the Masechta. So maybe you should learn over here, just like over there, about your father's sister-in-law. It's only your father's brother's wife, not your mother's brother's wife. That's not true. So maybe over here also, maybe it's your father's sister, not your mother's sister. So he says, well, nearly midoma. Let's see which halacha is more similar, right, to each other. Maybe you should learn halachos that are coming on their own, meaning they're through blood, through relatives. And that those should be connected, right? And don't learn from your father's sister-in-law or your father's brother's sister, which is father's brother's wife, which is something that happens only through marriage. Maybe go the other way with your logic, right? Maybe you should only learn from your father's relatives, right? Again, what's the pasuk we're starting with, right? Achos avicha. We're trying to learn your father's sister. Does that apply to your father's sister or also your mother's sister? Maybe we should just keep it in the father's family, right? And only learn from that halacha, that it only applies to the father. Since we don't know which way to go with our logics, therefore, Talmud Lomar, pasuk says, Ervas achos avicha lo segalei, bein mina'av, bein mina'im. And then it says, Ervas achos imacha lo segalei, bein mina'av, uvein mina'im. Okay, the Gemara says, Lama li nechtu v'achos av. Why do you need to teach me your father's sister? Lama li nechtu v'achos aim. Why do you have to say it twice? Yeah, that's once in Achrimos and then once in Kedoshim. So why did you say that back to back? So Amar Rebbe, well, it's really, you needed both of them. The ikas of Rechman Bachos Av, if you would only have the Bayachos Av, Shekein Yishla Chiyos. Because, well, your Yichos, as we say, right, the Yichsin, right, again, the fact that whether someone is Jewish is determined by the mother. But the lineage, the legal lineage, once someone is a Jew, right, which Shevet you come from, right, inheritance, etc., that goes through the father. So you might have thought that that is specifically over there. But maybe it wouldn't apply to the mother's sister. So the Yichas of Rechman Bachos Eim, and if the Torah would have only said that your mother's sister is Azar, Shekin Vadais, well, she is definitely your relative, right? Again, the only person who you know you're related to, right, is your mother's family, because that people can watch the birth, right? Again, when a woman gives birth, we assume we know who the father is, but there is a chance that it's not true. So, right, by a mother, it's pretty clear, right? It comes out of her body. So, but that might be definite. You might not have thought that that necessarily applies to your father's sister. So therefore, tzricha. You might have, therefore, we needed both psukim to tell me that both your father's sister and your mother's sister are also vidoda. So just going back to your father's brother's wife, your father's sister-in-law. Right, the pshita le'latana demin ha'av lo min ha'em minale. Right, we've mentioned this before. Right, we had this, but here the Gemara says straight out: how do you know that your father's sister-in-law? Your father's brother's wife. It's only your father's brother's wife, and not your mother's brother's wife. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Asya dodo dodo is a gzer shava dodo dodo. Uksiv ha'aga, it says over here, Ervas dodo gila, right? Again, that's our pasuk. Uksiv ha'asam, then it says over there, right? O dodo, o ben dodo, yigalenu. That's not talking about Arayos, that's talking about if a person is sold to a guy, right? We Bezim tries to make his family redeem him, so to try and right, he sells himself as an evet. We try to get his family to buy him back. There it says, Ododo, Obendodo, Yigalenu, Malahalam, and Avlam, and Amen. The halacha over there only applies to the father's family, not to the mother's family. Safkan, Mina Av, Velomina Aim. Vasum, and Alan, how do you know over there that that's true, that it only goes to the father that the Basin tries to get to buy this guy from the guy? Samarka, Pazik says, Mishbachto, Yigalenu, right, from his family. Mishbachas Av, Kori Mishbacha, right. Mishbachas Av, Kori Mishbacha, Mishbachas Aim. Ena kruya mishpacha, and that's what we said, that the family, right, the lineage, right, person shaved, etc., right, goes to the father, so that applies over there, and that would apply over here as well. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll invite you to the Hedek Hadras tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.